This is Warbird Radio. Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals. DEALS. Warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia. Just a cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps. And we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code Warbird, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in Warbird and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radial engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
The following broadcast may not be suitable for anyone. Consider yourself warned. This is Hartman and Hill.
All right, here we go. You guys ready? 1, 2, 3!
Hello, hello, hello! I'm Mike Buzzard Hartman.
I'm Patrick Starfish Hill for the Hartman and Hill Show, and as usual, we have Andy in the mailroom.
Can I tell you, it's hot here in the mailroom? It's like 140 degrees.
Andy, I've never seen a man's arms sweat as much as yours.
It is miserable here. Miserable.
Mike, make sure you close the door.
Oh, my God.
Goodbye, Andy.
Bye, Andy.
Yeah, close the door,
that's,
Andy.
That's a door sound effect.
Oh, jeez. He's got the gag ball.
Just like old times.
Gag ball central.
Wowzers.
Yes, it is very, very hot here in the hangar today. And
94 degrees.
94
outside.
Today?
Yes.
Humidity?
99 degrees.
I don't think they could buy...
percent.
Yeah.
Andy, once again with
and
that.
You know, that's what I do for a living.
Oh, we've heard that before. Oh, we go out to dinner one time, and Andy said, we're not going to sit inside. We're going to sit outside. It's not going to rain. The girl goes, oh, no, it's going to rain. Ma'am, I do weather for a living. I do weather.
Did it downpour?
Oh, God. You were there.
It didn't rain.
It rained like 10 minutes later.
It
downpoured on us.
It did not rain.
Do you not recall having to move inside and have the party inside?
No, it
held
off.
Remember
while we
the
were
guy
doing
on?
This.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Well, you're like a weatherman.
You're the weatherman.
They're not right 100% of the time.
Well, it makes perfect sense for Andy then. He's got the right job.
I've got a sixth sense about weather.
Do you?
It's always happening around us.
Sundogs.
It's like the Force.
Did you see the sundogs?
Yeah, you know, that actually works.
I don't believe it. I've not yet seen a sundog and to believe your sundog theory.
Well, when you see sundogs, it's usually going to rain the next day or at some point.
I seriously... have sweat dripping down my arms.
Well, at least it's not on your butt, like me.
I know we're going to send that picture of your butt. That's, you look like you had a little accident.
See, well, that shut him up, didn't it?
Accident Central.
Yeah.
Not wearing the depends today, are we?
Yeah. Now?
All right.
We're going to have to post that on Facebook.
Yeah. Well, remember, paybacks are hell.
Okay.
And you guys both have thin skin, so, you know.
Whoa. I don't have thin skin.
Oh, that's right. You're thinking.
I'm thick.
You're
thickening it up.
You're
getting tough
guys.
Yeah. You like that skin? It's, oh, yeah. It's
Patrick!
Michael.
How you doing?
Doing good. How are you?
Good. What's new?
Well... good news and bad news. Good news, I did sell the funk.
Okay.
Bad news is, I sold the funk.
Yes.
I am airplaneless at the moment. I do not have the airplane. I am not a funk flyer, so I don't get funk nasty anymore. I don't get funk down town or anything.
Funkadelic.
We don't play Here Comes the Funk.
Yep.
Funkalicious.
Yep, the funk.
Funk-a-lama-ding-dong.
That's right.
You
almost funked up right there, my friend.
Motherfunker. Yes.
So, yeah, the funk is gone. It's moved on to its next life. Sold it this past Sunday. It was actually on the online website for 30 days, which was good. So it didn't. It actually was picked up quick by a good group of people. Telling you a little bit about it. Had it listed. They came out like a week before they came to pick it up. And it was quite interesting. Pickup truck pulls up with three guys in it. We had one guy, you know, kind of goofy. Another guy's kind of silent. And then we had an older guy, you know, an old timer, you know, a World War II veteran. And it looked pretty good. So the son, Junior, checks out, does the pre-buy, looks it all over. The other one, the silent partner, goes for the ride with you, Mike, and, you know, comes out all smiling and grins. And, of course, I get the World War II hero making the offer. Oh, yeah. How do you tell a World War II guy, I can't take that price. Let's negotiate. Oh, you're a hero. I know you're a hero. So, yeah, it was fun. It was a good time. So they knew what they were doing. They told me. They like, oh, yeah, we're going to send in the old guy to get you.
So he's a hero. What did he do?
Actually, he was a Marauder pilot back in World War II. He also flew P-51s. Andy did some research on the gentleman. Andy, why don't you tell the folks a little bit about, was it Vernon, correct?
Yeah.
Vernon Bothwell?
Yeah, Vernon Bothwell. And sat down and had a conversation with him yesterday when he was here. And, he flew Martin B-26 Marauders in the 17th Bomb Group. Mostly in Italy. He flew 40 combat missions in the B-26, so that's something that a lot of people, you know, there's not many of those guys left that flew 40 missions in the B-26.
And the B-26
is
a twin-engine, medium, I'd say, bomber.
Medium bomber. They had the lowest loss rate out of any U.S. bomber.
Oh, wow.
And the aircraft was known as the Widowmaker.
Yep, that's right. You know, with the training accidents that they said, you know, had that moniker One a Day in Tampa Bay, you know, where they lost quite a few in training. And, you know, Vernon said, because we asked him, what's it like to fly in a B-26? And he said, you know, you have no problem with it as long as you keep the speed up. That was the whole key with that airplane. You know, he said, we'd make our approaches at 150 miles an hour.
Oh, that's pretty peppy.
That's zipping.
Yeah, that's zipping along.
Now, is that...
That's a little faster than the funk.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure he was like...
That's faster than a funk buzz job.
Very fast. Yes. I think that's over the VNE of the funk. Yes. No, okay, I'm not familiar with the B-26. Was that a nose gear like the B-25?
Or
was
that tricycle gear.
So it was a tricycle
had
gear.
Two R-2800s. On it.
Okay. Yeah. Big nasties.
Yeah.
Really.
Had a lot of firepower. They actually, because of the flying characteristics of it, about midway through the production run, as they were going through the different models, they increased the wingspan and increased the tail in order to give it a little bit better flying characteristics.
Oh, wow.
Characteristics. they also added more guns. This thing had so many 50 caliber guns on it, it was incredible.
Sides, rear, front, everywhere, huh?
Everywhere. They mostly in the front. They used these, like I said, they weren't high altitude bombers. You know, these were medium, what they call medium bombers. They did some low level stuff. They did stuff, you know, at 10, 12,000 feet. It was an airplane that was fast, so it was get in there, get it done, and get out.
So it was kind of like the... almost like the modern-day, A-10 Warthog in a way.
Well, not quite like that.
No?
No, not quite like that. No, I mean, it was just a fast airplane, and, you know, it was used very successfully all throughout, you know, North Africa all the way up to Europe. So, but after he flew the B-26, he came back to the States and then transitioned into the P-51 Mustang.
Oh, wow.
You know, and he said he was a flight officer, so he wasn't he had never received a commission initially, okay? And so here he was flying the B-26 as a flight officer and elected to remain a flight officer so he could fly the P-51. Well, he checked out in the P-51, and he became an instructor pilot in the P-51s.
Where did he instruct at?
It was all here in the States.
Okay. Did they use P-51s over at Parks, where your dad was?
Oh, No. Parks was a primary training place.
Okay, I got you.
So anyway, yeah, so he got to fly the airplane that he always wanted to really fly. The neat thing, though, is that Vern kept flying all the way till last year. He's 91 years old.
And he had, if I'm not mistaken, he was flying, what was it, a Woody?
A Woody pusher.
A Woody pusher.
And it had an engine failure on takeoff.
Yeah. He was telling us about that, how he was kind of in a small town area.
Right.
Over in Indiana.
In Indiana, where they're from.
Yep. And he,
Greencastle, Indiana.
He was coming over, and he cleared a church, cleared some houses, ended up clipping some power lines, and actually got it down in a field.
Right.
A small field, but there was a ditch at the other end, and they said if it wasn't for that little ditch, he would have made it.
Yep.
Because it just kind of flipped it over on its side.
Yep, flipped it over, but it did a lot of damage to his face. I mean,
yeah.
It cut him wide open across the forehead and everything. Well, anyway, so he's not flying anymore by himself. But, you know, that's incredible.
Yeah.
Because, he learned to fly. He was flying B-26s when he was 19 and 20 years old. Can you imagine that?
To
walk out to your B-26 at 19 years old.
That'd be pretty amazing.
Holy cow.
What a feeling that must be.
Oh, yeah.
Whew.
You know.
I only hope at 91 I'm still flying.
Yeah.
I mean, we got our friend, Herbie that comes down.
Yep.
You know.
Herbie will be there at Oshkosh with us.
Everybody's going to be at Oshkosh.
94 years old. And he flew P-47s, 102 combat missions. And the Texas Flying Legends Museum is sponsoring Herbie to come up as part of their display this year. Everybody, you need to come see Herbie. You'd have no idea. He's 94, and he is just a blast to talk to.
He's a very peppy guy.
Peppy guy, and he loves the ladies.
I think
loves the ladies.
Well, it's kind of like Vernon here, on Sunday.
Yeah.
The ladies were flocking to him, and
yep.
I was like, geez.
They find the older men harmless.
Is that what it is?
I'm trying to get them to find me that way.
Mike, you don't look harmless at all.
No. No, you look like a stalker driving the minivan.
Hey, I go in the minivan with him. So I guess that's double trouble.
Yeah, it's double trouble.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Well, we'll figure something out on that one. So, but, maybe we could get Matt Jolly, we could get Vernon to fly back over here one day when Matt's here and do a little interview for his Warbird Radio Live show.
That's
true.
That'd be
kind of good for him. I mean, we would need, some kind of,
compensation.
Yeah, conversation for me and Mike, finding the
gentleman. Wait, for you and Mike?
Well, myself.
Well,
myself finding him.
It's
me.
Yeah,
it was my airplane that he purchased, so, I found the guy.
Everyone else finds him.
I found him.
Yeah.
So I'm taking credit for the finding.
Yeah.
Mike flew to help with the sale of the airplane, so there's that. Andy, what did you do?
I talked to him.
Oh,
yeah.
That's all you seem to do is talk.
I commented, too, that as the Funk was flying away, that...
Gee, I can't believe all the parts are flying off the airplane
and
now.
It's not smoking like it normally does.
Yeah, you really helped out on that one, Andy. That was a great deal sailor right there. So, but, yeah, we'll try to see if we can get him out to talk to... get him to talk to Matt Jolly, do a little show.
Always interesting to talk to people. There's... many World War II vets passing away each day. So if you get the chance to talk to one, talk to them. Yep. Learn about what happened with the Greatest Generation.
Yep, yeah, that's right.
Something that's even greater and even cooler is if you know someone that is a World War II, veteran, they have a great thing for them to go out to see the wall.
That's right.
Honor flight.
Yep.
That's something you could definitely help sponsor that, help pay for that, get some people out there to see
and
it.
And then the EAA offers Timeless Voices.
Yeah.
They're always wanting to do interviews with any of the vets.
So it's always some good stuff out there.
Take them flying. Get them in an airplane.
Definitely.
So talking about buying and selling airplanes.
Yeah.
Let's talk about buying and selling airplanes.
Yeah! What's the best way to look for an airplane, Michael?
What's the best way?
Well,
if there's one sitting there with a for sale sign on it and you like it, then you can look at it and then you can buy it.
I never thought of it that way.
Well, that's the easy way.
I prefer the hunt.
The hunt.
Andy always likes the hunt.
Trade a plane.
Barnstormers.
Controller.
Your local airport bulletin board.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Great place to start if you don't have a computer.
Yeah.
And if you don't have a computer, wow. That's pretty crazy that you'd be.
Well, it's also,
yeah,
you
where
know,
have you another, been under a rock all
depending
these times?
On what you want, you know. If you want a Gulfstream or something like that, then you're going to look in the controller, you're going to look and trade a plane.
Why would you want a Gulfstream?
Well,
because
I'm just
you're
saying,
a business guy.
Yeah.
And you need
you know,
something for your business.
But if you want
it's business time.
An Aranca Chief. Time.
We need a Gulfstream. Hartman and the Old Show, G5. Folks, send in the money. We're getting a jet.
Taking donations for the G5.
We need a big sponsor. We'll
turn the blue room into a mail room for Andy.
Just throwing it out there, Shaden. Shaden, you know, we could use some eyewear and a G5.
Yes.
A lot of cash.
And a watch.
You know what's good about Shaden?
What's that?
They do really make good eyewear.
They do.
And their watches are great.
They've got a compass on them.
Yes,
which
and an IFR nice. Timer.
Yes.
And they've got the, oh yeah, chronograph.
Our friend Scott actually is looking at buying one right now. Even.
That's good. 35% off.
On Warbird Radio/deals.
That's amazing. 35% off.
30.
30.
Is it 30?
It's 30. It's 30.
Oh, yeah. Well, either way.
You want to give me the extra 5% out of your pocket? I mean, I'm not making enough money on this show to cover that.
And they also have luggage, these guys.
Oh, I know. They got flight bags and everything.
Yeah, they've done their research when it comes to aviation.
Oh, I know.
It's called sweat.
Mike, you are dripping.
It looks like Mike is taking a shower
in here. No, I got it. If you've ever, well, I'm pretty sure you have. The movie Airplane. Where he's just sweating.
Right.
And it's just dripping down.
That's me.
That's Mike right now. He's just, oh my God, I'm hot.
I hate when it's this hot out. I'm like a cat when you pet its hair the wrong direction. They just kind of get all, I don't like the feel of that. That's me in the heat.
Folks, I have to say, this is the first time this year I've seen Mike wearing shorts.
Second time.
When was the first?
When I cut my pants off.
Oh, yeah. I took your jeans and cut them off.
It got so hot, I always wear jeans or I had a pair of khakis. And I was like, you know what? Screw this. It's hot. And I cut the damn things off.
That was funny.
But,
that
was. But here's the worst part. There are certain colors that attract heat. Mike has a propensity to wear black.
Red.
Sure.
Red. It's all red. He always wears red. It's red a lot.
I do. I wear red a lot. And I like wearing black.
What
and
color shirt
Andy's
do you have
been
on
telling
now?
Me for 15 years, like it's a big deal if I wear black. Let's talk about a famous country singer who always wore black.
Johnny Cash.
He would punch Andy in the face.
He probably would. He'd probably burn up
but,
an arena.
But I'm a nicer guy than that. Plus, it's slimming.
I thought you said you were going to punch him in the face if he said that one more time. So you owe him one. Whoa! Two hits!
You see how I took that like a champ? Oh, yeah.
And you got a little bit of blood on your lip.
It'll dry.
Is your nose broken?
It'll dry.
Man, your eyes are already swelling up.
Buying airplanes.
Took a beating like a champ.
Buying airplanes.
I mean, I think, like you said, you know, if you see a for sale sign, it's kind of nice. Just like the other day, I was in our office. And I saw an ad for a champ for sale. I was like, well, hey, it was a champ. Went over, looked at it. Man, not the one for me, but, hey, it was right there on the ad.
Exactly, and you bring up a good point there. Not the one for me.
It's not the one for
me. There's so many people who get pushed into buying something that they don't want.
Yeah.
And then they got an airplane sitting there, and it's like, bleh.
And they don't want to fly it. You know, it's just not what they want.
So buy something you want. It doesn't matter. Get something that's going to fit you.
I think when
physically
I was looking,
and mentally.
I think when I was looking, I think the best way it was put to me was by Susan. She said to me, "What's your mission?" And I was like, "What do you mean by what's your mission?" She's like, "Well, what's your mission? What's your plans? Are you wanting to go somewhere? Are you wanting something cool like a biplane to kind of just fly around a little bit and take your heights? Are you looking for something to do aerobatics?" I said, you know, I never really thought about that. I mean, I love antiques. I love the antiques. I can't really afford a real nice antique right now, but someday I will. I would love a UPS 7. So just kind of fly whatever I can. But my purpose, what I want to do is aerobatics and antiques. That's what I like. So that's what I'm going to look for.
An aerobatic antique?
Oh, that would be nice.
That's nice.
Well, UPF 7. You can make
yes.
450 Stearman.
450 Stearman.
I'm telling you.
You know what? That's a nice.
Kreutzer Trimotor. Yeah, with 300 horse kenners, you would be the only one out on the circuit doing an air show and a Kreutzer Trimotor.
That's true, but
yeah.
That's kenners, three
they
of them.
They kind of just 300 horse kenners.
Are they still five-cylinder?
Yeah, oh yeah. Just watch what's on the K&F sitting right here. Three of those babies.
You know, Andy, how about
pounding
you
out 100 horsepower?
I think Andy should fly that airplane for a little bit and then let us know.
And then let us know what you think. Huh. If you're still around.
Yeah.
It's a good airplane, and you know what? It's running a lot stronger.
Yes, yes it is. You know what? It looks good.
Yes.
It looks good. It's a Waco, so I love it.
Yes.
I love it.
But getting back to airplanes
and
getting what you want.
Yeah.
I mean, we've mentioned the resources that are out there.
Yeah, the Barnstormers mission. Where to,
your mission.
Your mission.
And also, there's partnerships. You can go in on a share ownership.
Well, you know, remember, we bought an airplane this fall.
Mm. Well, to sell it.
but we did. It was one of those word-of-mouth things.
Yep.
And Patrick and I bought a 1941 Stinson 10A.
I mean, it was a time capsule. It literally was a time
capsule.
The
airplane had sat in a garage here in Dayton, Ohio,
yep,
in sort of downtown Dayton, since 1952.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Untouched, one of those finds. You know?
Yep.
Got it, cleaned it up a little bit, you know, got everything nice and separated, organized for, you know, to put it for sale because, you know, we just didn't have the time.
Where'd you list it?
We listed in Barnstormers.
Okay. We sold it in a week.
Yeah, sold it in 1 week, which was good. You know, like I said, Funk sold in 30 days. This sold, you know.
It's a buyer's market right now.
I mean, Andy, when he bought the Sky Ranger with Mike, saw it on Barnstormers way before he even bought it because he was telling me about that airplane to buy.
Right.
But it wasn't the one for me. It was a 75 horse, no electric, you know, so no starter. So it'd be tough for me by myself to go places because I'd have to be propped. So it wasn't the one for me. So
that's an important thing. Get something that you're going to be comfortable with.
Yeah.
And always, if you don't know what the airplane, how it flies and all that, we've talked about this briefly on our Mount Vernon trip, was get someone to show you how to fly the darn thing.
Give a little checkout.
Yes.
Give a little checkout. I mean, don't go, oh, I can handle this, no problem. It's just like the Funk.
Yep.
Well, it is just like the Funk. I mean, you look at a lot of the airplanes. I mean, we've had a lot of airplanes come through here in the last year or two.
Yeah, I'd say that.
You know, I mean, we've had the rear one come through. We've had the Porterfield come through. We've had the Funk come through.
Yeah.
You know, the Champ over there.
UPF was here for a bit, and then, you know, we had the RNF here.
And so everybody here got to fly most of all those airplanes because we took the time to show everybody how to fly those airplanes.
Yeah.
You know, and so that was kind of the fun thing is that, you know, we all would just switch from airplane to airplane to airplane because you became proficient in all the different airplanes.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a lot of fun. So.
Yeah, it was like the Funk, you know, I was talking to Vermin, making sure he got home safe. So, you know, I'm glad I got a little bit of a checkout on that because, you know, it's not like a Chief that he was kind of used to flying tailwheel, you know. He'd pull the power back and it'd just float and float. He said the Funk, it wasn't like that. You pull the power back and it sank.
Right.
You know, so he's like, you know, it was good that I got a little bit of a checkout on that. So don't be afraid. And when you buy something, hey, check me out in it, please. You know,
and make sure the person that's checking you out knows what they're doing.
Exactly.
Right.
Because as we mentioned, too, you go buy a UPF 7, some guy's going to be like, oh, I got 1,000 hours tailwheel. I'll check you out in it.
Yep.
And he gets in it and doesn't realize the tailwheel's locking tailwheel and not a steerable tailwheel. And
the brakes are real touchy.
Yep, and he goes up there and across and he wrecks your airplane.
Yep.
So make sure somebody qualified checks you out when you do buy the airplane.
Or get instruction in.
Yes, so exactly.
Always make sure you check that. Check and make sure that they can fly it.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
I mean, that's why I had Mike fly the Funk because I felt he was the best fitted for it. To make sure the guy knew what to do. So
I don't know if I was the best fit. You know, I need a shoehorn to get in and out of
there. Well, you know what? You're a lot better than me.
That was a tight fit.
I mean, you need some spam a little bit to pop me out of
there. Yes.
You know?
Keep going.
I mean, but buying the airplanes. I mean, like you said, we got resources. You've got the mission of what you want to do. Partnership. I mean, going back to the partnership,
share ownership.
You could definitely find somebody. I mean, that a great thing about that, it helps with the cost of maintenance, storage, and everything else.
Yep. Make sure you got good partners.
Am I missing anything else, Sandy?
Well, when you're looking for the airplane too, I mean, you know, obviously you're going to look at engine time.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to look at an airplane if it's fabric covered to see, you know, how long it's been covered, what it's covered with.
If it's been hangered.
You know, yeah. If it's been hangered, that makes a big difference if you have a fabric airplane.
Because people say, well, it's got Seconite on it. Okay, well, Seconite's a great thing if it's been hangered.
Yeah.
If it's been sitting outside.
In Florida.
Seconite's still a great thing, but it's not as long-lasting at that point in time.
Right.
It's not like that Razorback fabric.
Yeah. Fiberglass.
Woo, got it.
Yeah. Well, so you know, I mean, you're going to look at things like that. You know, I mean, everybody has their own thing, too, when they're looking at airplanes, what means more to them. You know, for me, I could care less what radios it has in it.
Yeah.
You know, it really, that is not a showstopper for me at all, you know. Well, but I remember when I sold my Stinson, that was the first question every single person that called me asked, what kind of radios do you have in it? Well, I don't have any. And that usually ended the conversation.
Interesting.
You know?
Well, that would probably go back to the whole mission thing, you know. If they're wanting to use it for cross-country, something they want some good radio.
Right.
You don't know. I mean, that could go all back to that, so.
Because they're looking for something that they want.
I think the number one thing you should always make sure of when you're buying an airplane, make sure you got a place to put it.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that more times locally here.
Yep.
Not having a place to put the damn thing when you buy it.
And then that's how some airplanes end up in this hangar.
Yeah, they end up in here for a little bit on a short stay because there's nothing available.
And I'm looking at an airplane right now that when it came in, it was a nice, shiny, pretty piece. There's a Seneca sitting out there.
Oh, yeah.
And the paint is just trashed on it right now. It's been sitting out there about a year and a half now.
Yep.
I'd say so.
And it came in, and it was a nice, pretty airplane. The guy was looking for a hangar. Didn't have any hangar space. Couldn't find anywhere he was. So he rents a tie down. And that thing it's surprising.
Oh, yeah. It's destroyed now.
If it was Florida, that thing would be corroded.
It's not destroyed. It's just, it's a shame to see an airplane sit like that.
And rot away.
I mean, people got to fly them, so.
Well, anyway, we're going to go to commercial now, and we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to come back and pep things up with a little So You Want to Fly. His favorite segment.
Not really. I'm kind of nervous.
That's all right.
Part of it being a student.
So anyway, Andy, take us to commercial.
Take us to commercial. Let's see if you can handle this.
We'll be right back. That's soon.
Oh,
really?
That's
terrible.
It's
like saying, welcome all you people.
And he had the pause. He's okay,
howdy.
Folks, we're going
to. I think you and I should just wrap this up. We'll be right back, folks.
This is Warbird Radio.
Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals. DEALS. warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia. Just a cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps, and we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code Warbird, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now, put in Warbird, and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radio engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
Have a question for Hartman and Hilt? Simply post it in the comments section on warbirdradio.com for this show story, and Hartman and Hilt will respond to it in their next show. If Facebook's your style, find them at facebook.com/warbirdradio.
Hello, hello, hello! I'm Mike Buzzard Hartman.
I'm Patrick Starfish Hilton. We're back for the Herman Hill Show, and we've got Andy still sweating in the mailroom. Andy.
I'm not sweating like Mike, though.
Yes, I know.
I would say in a level of sweatness, it'd go Mike, me, and then Andy.
Yes, yes. I'm sweating like Chris Farley used to.
Yeah.
I mean, I am sweating.
I don't remember Chris Farley sweating.
He was
kind of a dry kind of character.
Yeah.
He wasn't that humorous, I don't think. You know.
Patrick!
We already did this part.
I'm not doing that part.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Mike.
I was going to say, what do you got going on for us
today? We got our little segment, So You Want to Fly.
Yes.
So You Want to Fly.
Yes.
The part for the students and the ones learning to fly.
Yes.
Well, I guess that would be a student, wouldn't it?
Yes.
I just kind of use the same thing but a different word.
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes.
That's a play on words, right?
Yes.
A pun?
Yes.
I could do it in a lyrical poetry, I think.
Oh, you're amazing.
You're really smart.
I need to get get bongos out.
Oh, yeah. Wait, no, that's not bongos. No. That's conga things.
That's what are they called?
The steel drums.
Steel drum.
That was pretty simple. I should have known that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Reggae.
Buffalo soldiers.
Yes.
It's really hot outside.
Yes, it's really, really hot outside.
So
you want your topic here?
Oh, look at Andy.
Look at Andy toughening it up now. With
it. Wow, there it
got
is.
Got somewhere to be there,
we must have given him a little rope.
A little rope, and now he's going to
hang himself with it. That's what's going to happen. All right, well,
today for So You Want to Fly, stalls and falls, as they call it.
Oh.
Or spins.
Oh.
So.
Yes.
I'd have to say that's one of the most intense portions of instruction, I'd have to say.
Really?
When you're going out there and learning your stalls.
Yeah.
I mean, you get that buffer. I mean, I think that scares a lot of people away in flying as a student. I mean, you get an instructor that might take you out there and not really explain what you're doing and what the purpose of it is. And they get out there and then they have you bring it back and then when it starts wrapping up on you. And you're not sure. So it's some of those ones where I think when you're learning stalls and falls,
well, that's the key for the instructor to explain it.
And that's the thing. When
so
I was
you're
doing,
not scared.
I didn't get a whole lot of I didn't get a whole lot of it. I mean, the first time I got to experience a stall was with you in the Satabri, Andy. First time I got to experience a spin was with Brad. And I mean, yeah, you start getting wrapped up in it. You can lose your head a little bit, I think. But the best thing is to recognize it, to know it. Some airplanes they do it different, kind of like. Going back to the Satabri.
Well, and most places don't teach spins.
Yeah, a lot of places don't. So, I know Waynesville does.
And there's also places, too, that don't do a full stall. You'll get to the imminent part of the stall, and then they never
break.
Let it stall.
That's because they're just teaching you what's in the practical test standards.
Yes.
You know, you only have to do that. But instructors, Andy and Patrick, both bring up a good point, and I have to say that it's a great point. The instructor, you know, you want the student to come back, and the student doesn't care what you know how to do and show them. On your first flight, you don't go up there and scare the heck out of the student.
Exactly.
But when you're doing stalls, explain exactly what's going to happen. Don't make it sound like it's going to be some huge thing that's you're going to die.
You're not going to fall out of the sky, people.
Yes. Now, you know, of course, we'll get into when it's dangerous. But, yeah, explain it. As far as spins go, I usually try to do a spin with my student before they get their private.
Yeah.
Because in gliders, they spin you before you solo. You know?
Really?
I think it's important that you should at least see what a spin is. Yeah. And if you're in the proper airplane and you do it, then they know what it's going to feel like. I also prefer full stalls because imminent stalls, yeah, fine. You know the signs of the stall, but the funk.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good point.
Didn't give you the buffet.
I would say in the 3 or 4 different airplanes that I've flown in and I've actually, you know, gone up in, the funk, 2 172s and the Satabria, the champ out of Waynesville, the feeling of the stall, I mean, you can kind of feel it and just kind of dips down. You had to watch the rudder, you know, to make sure you didn't get uncoordinated or anything, but it wasn't too bad. The 172 out there, you started pulling back, and once it broke, it wanted to hit left. So you had to really counteract that. Here, the 172 at Marine here, I would go up and do stalls in that. It was kind of a real light want to break to the right, but nothing major. Didn't want to kind of wrap up on you. The Satabria, I remember doing them with you, but you were doing most of them. I don't remember really following through how they broke. Do you remember how they did?
No, it's mostly straightforward.
Mostly straightforward.
Yeah.
I mean, you were showing me one thing that's kind of neat on most stalls, like in the Satabria. You'd pull it back, and then it would just kind of buffer, and then you just let it go neutral and just kind of level back out and start flying again.
It'll recover itself.
Recover itself. So, I mean, it's nothing to be really afraid of. The funk, like you were saying, Mike, I mean, tell them when we went over, flying over...
Well, it was designed not to give you that full elevator travel, so you can never really get it to break. Now, you could. Obviously...
Yeah, we yanked it a little
bit. And it's important to remember for people out there that a wing can stall at any airspeed, at any altitude, at any angle of attack. That wing can stall when you're straight and level. If you get some kind of weird wind gust or, you know, a microburst or something like that happens, that wing will stall anytime, you know. But most of the time when you cruise along, you don't have to worry about that, you know. It's usually what we're talking about is the danger areas are low and slow.
Now, they teach you these stalls, and you do an instruction, Mike. Tell them, what is the biggest reason why they want to know what the stall feels in the danger zone?
Well, the danger zone he's talking about is when you're in the pattern. So a takeoff departure stall, also known as a power on stall, is when you're taking off, you're rolling down the runway, and then you start your climb out. And let's say your nose is too high, and all of a sudden you get that buffet. Okay, there's my recognition, so I'm going to let the nose come down and build airspeed again. Or you're coming in and you got to go around and you pour the coals to it. And once again, you get in a condition where, let's say your trim was back, you forgot your trim and the nose pops up on you. Well, you're going to get the buffet and you're going to get it. Got to save it from doing the stall.
I got one of those one time. I wasn't sure exactly what that was. And my instructor said, nose down a little bit to kind of get it back. And I never really understood that's what that was from.
Yes.
I just learned something new today.
And then approach to landing stalls is when you're coming in on final, let's say, and the person's not paying attention and they get a little slow. Well, we like to go through that. We set you up at a high altitude and have you prepare just like you're going to be landing, and then we have you stall the aircraft there because low and slow is not a good place to be. Now, with the funk, since it didn't give you an indication with the buffet and all that, when people had the yoke all the way back in their lap waiting for the stall, it's almost like they'd kind of look at you and be like, well, when's it going to stall?
Yeah, when's it going to break?
Look at the VSI. It shows 1,000 foot per minute down. We are stalled.
You're just sinking.
Yes, we're sinking. So a lot of people don't look at that. They're falling out of the sky and don't even notice it sometimes. So you gotta recognize those
now,
things.
We've talked about the learning of that. Now, what about spins when you want to do aerobatic spins, Michael? You know them more than anything, like Sean Tucker spins.
What do you mean, like spins?
Oh, yeah. When he's going up.
Well, that's, you know, you're kind of snap rolling it when you're going vertical.
Oh, so it's
but
not
a spin, what has to happen in a spin?
Your wings have to stop flying.
You have to have a wing stalled in order to spin.
So when he's doing them going in the air, he's not stalled?
Well, no, we'll get to that. Yes,
I'm
of course.
I'm confused. You're confusing me.
Of course, one way is stalled. Yes, okay. But let's talk about the training aspect first, and when that's going to happen, and then we'll get into doing it forcefully.
Oh, really? I like it forcefully.
So, when's it going to happen, in your opinion? And when is a spin most likely to happen?
Well, I would say a spin's most likely to happen when you're in the pattern, like you said, and you're getting slow and you're making your turn.
Okay.
Usually probably downwind base or base to final.
Yes.
I would say that probably be the one where you're making the turn. You might get a little sloppy, uncoordinated, get a little slow.
Nose high.
A little nose high because you're turning. You know, you're wanting to check to make sure, okay, we're clear there. And then next thing you know, buffer and turn. Because, I mean, you're already uncoordinated, so you've started yourself out ready for that nose dip.
Yes, and that's what happens. People are uncoordinated, they're skidding, and they're slow. So they're cross-controlled.
Yes.
They're uncoordinated. And when you're uncoordinated, slow, that's when you can go into a stall spin. And usually you'll spin to the outside of your turn.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, when you're doing a spin aerobatic-wise, the way I do it...
All right, yes, I want to know about this.
Now, you could do it from level flight, or you can do it from nose-high flight.
take off.
I bring the power. Not yet.
Okay.
We're working up to it. That's okay. A snap roll.
Well, I'm getting confused here.
Okay, I'm going to explain.
Snap.
So what I'm going to do. So I'm going to do a spin to the left, okay? So carb heat on if you got it.
All right.
I'm going to bring the power all the way out.
I'm with you.
I'm going to do this from level flight. Okay. I'm doing power off. And then I'm going to bring the stick all the way back, and I'm going to push left rudder.
Why are you moving your feet?
I'm showing you what I'm doing. You said you wanted to learn.
But the people can't see
they
it.
They can't, but you did. Oh. Wanted it. So, yes.
Pay attention.
Yes. Okay. So stick okay. back.
Yeah. It's up to you to recover this because he's going to pass out from the heat.
Yes, because I'm sweating so bad I might slide out the airplane.
You're going to have to
So
recover.
You're in the bird. Yeah, so here we go.
Okay.
I'm stick back.
Yeah, stick
I'm
back.
Left rudder.
Left rudder.
And it's going to go.
Yeah.
And the nose is going to pitch up a little bit.
Okay.
And then that left wing's going to drop.
I'm getting sick.
And sometimes we roll over on our back a little bit. And then it's going
good.
To start getting into the spin.
Oh, God, that's four.
Did anybody say shrimp cocktail?
God, that's five. That's five revolutions.
Beef tip.
You just did five
chili.
With your finger.
Okay, so the important thing is...
How do I recover?
How are you going to recover?
Shake. Oh, God, clam chowder.
So how are you going to recover from the spin?
I don't know. I push the power forward. I got full power.
No! Full power is just going to torque you more. You're going to wrap up tighter with full
that's
power.
Yeah. I'm going to go out there on a limb and say, I'm going to pull the power all the way back, go neutral with the stick, and apply opposite rudder.
Okay. Now, some airplanes...
You just let go.
You could let go. And then other airplanes, instead of just going to neutral, you got to
push forward.
Really?
The stick forward.
Really?
Yes.
You got to push on it, huh?
Yeah, so I was flying that decathlon a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were up there playing around a little bit. And it actually commanded forward pressure on
really?
That stick to break the stall.
You needed
that's what
it.
We're doing.
Yep. Breaking the stall.
Breaking
the
stall.
You got to get the airplane flying again. That's the
yes.
key. Like when we spun the Waco cabin.
What?
That was interesting.
You spun the cabin?
Yep.
Really?
Mike Brown and Andy.
Oh, Mike yep. Brown. How many turns did you get out of it?
Well, we did it two or three times, and each one was probably two or three turns.
Nice. I bet you got sick because you don't like that stuff.
No, I didn't get sick. And,
you were sweating bullets, weren't you?
Well, I was sweating bullets.
You were sweating
yeah.
bullets.
Yeah.
So the maximum I'd say spins for you is three? Three turns?
Well, probably.
I think mine is eight. Mike?
Oh, about 22 I was good for.
Wait. 22?
Yeah, I did about 22 revolutions once.
That's amazing.
We went way high and decided to put it into a spin, and yeah, it was fun.
I
was
bet.
Exciting.
What were you in?
It was an airplane.
Good yeah. job. Good
yes.
choice of word. Good choice of words.
It was an aircraft, so it was good.
So
but it was fully aerobatic and everything like that. So
for so you want to fly.
But wait, do you want no snap roll?
You lost me. I got bored.
Okay.
I got bored. You got me sick.
Bored and sick.
And sick.
I don't feel
and
good. Sick. I'm already hot and sweaty. I just, a clam chowder thing.
Okay, yeah. So let's go over what,
so be safe.
Be safe.
Practice them.
Practice them.
Probably every airplane you fly will probably be good to do them so you know how it responds to it.
Yes.
And when you're in the pattern, mind thy airspeed and stay coordinated.
Yes.
I would say that'd probably be the best one.
Yes, and an aircraft can stall, a wing can stall at any airspeed, at
correct.
Any angle of attack.
Correct.
Any time.
Yes.
Remember that. That's a good one to remember.
I think this was a good segment.
That was a good segment. Good
I didn't really say much anything about it except for getting sick.
And don't be afraid of stalling. You know,
yeah, and if your instructor scares you, next lesson, go up and say, hey, you know, that kind of got me a little bit. Can we go over that once
yeah.
more?
Can you talk
maybe
to
you
me?
Could talk me through it next time.
I didn't like
I
that.
Remember Mike Lucas when he was taking, you know, the spin class, you know, doing the spins with the instructor over there. They had him doing, you know, five, six turns. He was wrapping it up, and, you know, he was doing great.
Yeah.
So, I mean, different instructors, different things. I did, I think, maybe one spin, and that was it. So
it's fun. It's
yeah.
fun.
It's a fun thing to see how the airplane responds.
Yes.
So.
All right. So.
On a good topic.
Yeah.
You brought this one up, Michael. What's our next little
flying topic? Movies!
Movies!
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. Only one movie comes to mind to be the all-time movie of all time. So
no.
I have to say, Top
Gun.
You can always be my wingman.
Oh, yes. You could be mine.
No, it's it's
I'll let you be my wingman anytime. He says no, no you can
you,
be
no,
mine.
No, he doesn't say no, you can be mine. That's the TV version. You got to say no, no, no. He says BS.
We're gonna, oh,
we got to be clean.
BS.
BS. You can be mine.
Why was TV versioning it?
You know who was in that movie?
Who?
Tim Meadows.
Tim Robbins.
That's what I said. The guy who crawled through the poop in Shawshank.
In Shawshank Redemption.
He was
Cougar.
Was it Cougar?
Yeah.
I thought Cougar was the other guy.
No, it was Cougar. He was in the back seat.
But who's the guy that washed out in the beginning of the movie? I thought that was Cougar. Cougar washed out. You're moving up.
Was it not Cougar?
It was not Cougar.
No, I think it was Cougar.
No, it wasn't Cougar.
It wasn't Cougar.
It wasn't
okay,
Cougar.
Maybe Cougar. See, we're supposed to know these movies.
Volleyball scene.
Oh, Patrick.
Oh, yeah. That's... You've got to talk about it.
Wow.
I mean, that's like... I'm all about it.
He like...
I'm buff. Strong. Iceman. I'm going to wear my pecs later.
Volleyball scene. You know, the love scene was great also.
It was all right.
Well,
right.
Interesting. Finding out things
now,
today.
I have to disagree that that's the best flying movie.
Well, of course.
Well, of course you would, because you're Andy Hines and I got to be different. You know, I don't like the Jets.
There's
the Jets.
A lot of people that are going to disagree with Patrick. And that's okay.
Yeah, that's all right.
We have fun.
I bet
with
you're going to say something like Airplane.
No.
Yeah, you get
Airplane
the little,
2.
Yeah, Airplane
sequel.
2, the sequel.
Yeah.
When the Airplane Revenge.
The TV show Wings.
No.
Oh, my gosh. What were they in? Like Sandusky?
No. They were out on Martha's... Nantucket.
Nantucket. Martha's oh, my. Wings. I love their juices.
Oh.
You get the Nantucket juices and stuff?
I have the juice.
The apple cider is amazing. It's fresh.
That's nice.
It's 100% raw.
What's
I would,
that have
I would
to do
like
with
someone
good
on my
stuff.
Head right now?
You're sweating so bad you could use some Nantucket
water. I need Nantucket
you
water.
Need, yeah, beach.
You need a spritzer.
A spritzer?
Yes.
We need one of those.
I need to go play volleyball.
Let's go wear our pecs,
you
Mike.
Get old.
That's right. We're going to put a volleyball court over on the side of the hangar here.
Take our shirts off.
That's right.
Just like Top Gun, except people will want to look away when it's you and I.
Because I'm so pasty white and big. The ladies like that, though, I think. I hope.
I hope.
Otherwise, I'm going to be a little
Now, you
really
did buy
man.
Several extra sets of fighter pilot gloves to wear.
Yes,
Oshkosh,
I did. I got fighter gloves. It's going to be so hot. Nomex.
Yeah.
I got my flight suit to wear out there, too.
We're going
to
wear Zoom bags.
Zoom
Are
bags.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to find these things that they wear that have the AC stuff, you know, like they use in NASA.
Yeah.
We're going to have the cold,
at least
the cold
me.
Packs.
Oh, I need
yeah.
it.
Yeah, we're going to have the cold packs. And we're going to be the ones carrying the briefcases and be
right.
like, what's that? The astronauts use it.
Yeah, I've got coolant pumping through
That's
my
right.
stuff.
Oops, run a leak. Hold on, folks. Okay, we're good.
We're good.
Got to patch it up.
Okay, back
right,
to
Andy.
Movies.
Oh, you're reeling us
Andy,
in again.
Andy
oh.
wants.
Back to movies.
Okay, Andy.
See, we're having fun with our that's the premise.
That's the
we're
good premise,
in.
You know.
You run it in, you know.
What kind of car was she driving in Top Gun? Because that thing was...
It was a 1955 Porsche Speedster.
You actually knew that?
Yes.
Roadster. I thought it was an MG.
No, it was
no.
a Porsche.
I knew he rode a Ninja.
Oh, and real quick, folks, I made a mistake on our show, just to bring this up. The Corsair actually broke 400 miles an hour in level flight, not 300. So I said that a few shows back, and
what?
I wanted to correct it.
Apparently
yes.
that has bothered you.
Great. It has bothered me.
I mean, you're sweating bullets over that right
yeah.
now, aren't you?
Haven't we mentioned the sweat a million times? It's like you guys...
So back to a movie.
Okay.
Do we really... okay, here.
All right.
I'm going to take a... Okay, wait. Mike, you get one guess at what his favorite movie is. What do you think it is?
The Great Waldo Pepper.
No. I'm going to see The Magnificent Men and Their Flying Machines.
I'd
Andy?
Have to say Mike is correct.
Damn it.
The Great Waldo Pepper.
Yes.
The best flying movie ever made.
Okay, and ever. Why is that?
Why is that, Andy Hines?
Because there was lots of action in it.
Uh-huh.
It was funny.
Uh-huh.
It was sad. It
uh-huh.
made you happy.
Uh-huh.
Made you smile.
Uh-huh.
And it was the barnstorming era.
Huh.
You know?
Really?
That was just... If I could go back 75 years, 80 years, I would do it.
Do what?
Do what?
Be a barnstormer.
Why don't you do it now?
Do it
you
now.
Got an airplane
You
to
got
do
an
it.
Airplane you could do it in.
You could be a modern barnstormer.
Yeah. They've got tours. You could do the circuit.
Yeah, you could.
Then why are you sitting here saying, well, if I would have, should have, could have,
yeah, you don't need to be 70 years ago. Get out there.
Don't wait till you're 70. You do it now.
And to add to yours, if I had an airplane now like yours, I'd be doing it.
I'd be barnstorming today.
Storming the bird.
Storming it, bourbon,
dirbon. You know, we were in a movie. I don't know if you recall this, called Barnstormers.
Yes.
You got to keep doing it.
You were there.
Yeah.
You did it.
If you guys have never seen this, you need to watch this movie. It's called Barnstormers.
You know, I'm surprised that's not his favorite movie because he's in it.
That's true. That's true.
I mean, really?
And you get to see Mike and I fly the two Waco RNFs in the movie.
Yes.
It's actually kind of a funny scene.
But the best part of the whole movie...
The wires.
...is when they're doing the credits at the end.
Oh. Oh, I know what you're going to do.
Yep.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Did you get any credit in that movie?
I got no credit for being in the movie.
Why does Andy always have to bring that up?
The list of pilots.
Does it make him feel good?
They're going through them.
You know, you're not on that.
I am. You're not.
So Mike has been known as the unknown Barnstormer.
We've mentioned this.
You know.
I mean, but, you know, at least... And they use a picture on the website where there's a kid sitting next to the bean field.
Yeah.
And there's a red biplane going down the pipe. And that's me...
Doing the air show pass.
And I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Be glad. Your air show pass was beautiful. At least you didn't get your gear ripped off by a tractor almost. Oh, no, there's a tractor there.
Well, that's during the bomb drop where they said, okay, everybody, you have to be at 500 feet.
Okay.
And you come in and you drop your bomb.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which was flour in a sack.
Yes, flour in a sack.
We had three bags per person.
And if you look at the picture of the biplane going over the tractor.
It's close.
It is Andy and the other RNF.
I wouldn't say 500 feet.
And, no, I think it's like 40 feet.
40 feet.
Yeah.
How tall do you think a tractor is?
He kind of lowered the bar for everybody.
He's like, I'm going to make this tough. Boom! Missed it.
So at that point, all bets were off. There was no more 500-foot bomb drops. It was, let's get on the tractor.
But there's a reason that it was that low.
Why?
You were paying attention.
Here I was. It was kind of back like when I was flying F4s and NOM.
Oh, geez.
And I was making a diving run pass on the tractor.
Yeah, it's like he was talking to Matt Vandenberg.
Pretending that it was a locomotive.
Hoorah!
Okay?
Yeah, there he is.
And I got target fixation.
He wants to be a barnstormer.
Yes, he does.
But yet he's talking about flying a
Vietnam.
With the Waco there, you had to have one hand on the throttle all the time because the throttle creeped on
it. Oh, yeah, he creeps on
it. And then one hand on the stick.
Dropping the flour
bag. So I have the flour bag in my lap.
Like dropping a 50-pound
between our legs,
bomb.
And I have two stuffed in the seat next to me.
Memories.
Yes.
So I grab, I let go of the throttle.
Let's it go.
I grab a hold of the bag.
Bag.
PTSD.
I hold it out. I'm looking at it.
Time.
At the target.
Can't get over himself.
And then I happen to glance at the airspeed.
It's all about Andy.
And?
I don't have much airspeed because the throttle is creeped all the way back to idle.
Once again, Andy didn't know
where
it was at.
I dropped the bag and hit the throttle.
Yeah.
And so that's how I almost flew into the tractor.
So you almost stalled doing a bomb drop.
Yeah.
And you had target
fixation.
So you were just pointing at it.
Oh, no.
Oh, I'm keeping pointing at it, and you're going to run into it.
Yep.
I'd have won, though.
You were close.
When I hit that tractor, there would have been flour everywhere.
The hard deck for this operation, Andy's 500 feet. You were below the hard deck.
Yeah, I'm going to have you flying a
dog poo out of Hong Kong.
Yeah!
Somewhere.
Yeah!
High five!
Over the air!
Right.
Yes!
I'm going to have you flying.
Oh,
I want some butts!
And I want them now! What? That wasn't.
Volleyball
scene.
Spike.
That's terrible.
I know.
Let's get back. There's plenty of other flying movies.
12 o'clock high.
12. Pushing 10 for Andy.
Yeah.
No. 633 Squadron.
Wings.
What was that one movie?
Battle of Britain.
63 Right.
Lilac Time.
163 Right. What was that one?
166
Right.
166 Right. That's right.
Yeah. Since when is there a runway 163?
Shut it, Andy. Turning left final for 163. I'm really keeping it hot.
Yeah, and then you had one of our aircraft is missing, which is a really old one with a guy named Googie Withers in it.
The High and Mighty.
The High and Mighty.
Yes.
Ernest
Gunn. Yes.
I'm
yes.
telling you, though.
Magnificent Men of the Flying Machines.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Barnstormers.
God is my co-pilot.
God is my co-pilot. I've never seen that one.
I don't know. Flying P-40s.
The new one, Flight.
Flying Tigers.
Flying Tigers.
Flight. Flying Leathernecks.
Flying Leathernecks.
Yep, John Wayne.
Really?
And it was fairly historically accurate because they're flying the F-6F Hellcat, and then they're flying the F-4 Corsair.
What was that one with Clint Eastwood? With the jet. Yeah.
Firefox?
Yeah! That was the coolest movie in aviation. Yeah.
Broken Arrow.
I'm telling you what.
Flight of the Intruder.
That was Flight of the Intruder.
That's Flight of the Navigator. That alien machine.
Uh-oh, too many Twinkies.
That was a great movie.
I love that one.
Yeah.
That was good.
Yeah. And then what were those? What was that series? Was it Iron Eagle or whatever? There were like three of them.
Oh, Iron Eagle, yeah.
Yeah, there were like three or four.
Chappie.
Yeah, we're going to go save my dad.
We're going to save him. And he starts out in a 152 and he's racing a dirt bike.
Yeah. We say my dad.
But I'm going to jump in an F-16 and fly it right now.
Yeah. If you listen to this, son,
30
switch
seconds
the missiles.
Over Tokyo.
30 seconds, seconds over Tokyo.
Tokyo. There you go.
The one movie I still think great, my favorite, second to Top Gun, The Memphis Belle.
Excellent movie.
The Memphis Belle.
Movie.
Excellent movie.
That
Not
right
quite
there.
Historically accurate.
Not very historically
Does
accurate.
It matter?
Yeah.
But good
How
story.
Accurate is Top Gun? How accurate is the Waldo Pepper movie?
The Red Baron, the newer Red Baron movie. Red Tails.
The Tuskegee Airmen.
Well, that was the original.
Yeah.
It was not called Red Tails then.
There was a movie called The Tuskegee Airmen?
It was...
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Who was also in Red Tails.
Yeah.
Who was also in this movie with Kevin Bacon.
And they showed those guys flying silver painted...
Kevin Bacon. Cuba Gooding Jr., he was in A Few Good Men, I think, with Kevin Bacon. Wasn't Cuba Gooding
Jr.? No, you're thinking of Men of Honor with De Niro.
Yes.
Which is an excellent
and
movie.
And De Niro was in another movie with...
Somebody.
Yeah.
Who was with Kevin Bacon.
Bacon.
But the Tuskegee in the Tuskegee Airmen movie...
It's so hard to cook bacon.
They were flying. They showed him flying Stearmans.
Did they?
In the
original Tuskegee.
Silver Stearmans, which was not correct, I don't think.
They also had Waco UPF-7s.
They also flew Waco UPF-7s from Tuskegee.
So,
a lot of people don't realize that. It was the PT-14. Yep, and those were the ones that we only put like 12 of them into military service. And
14. Number 14.
And 14.
The ones at the Tuskegee, the UPFs there, were part of the civilian pilot training.
Oh, they were CPT.
Yes,
see, I didn't
CPC.
Know that.
CPC. I remember Andy saying that. Andy did tell me
They were CPT birds. Okay, so that was a good one.
Yeah.
So movie. Andy likes The Great Waldo Pepper. And Pat
Top Gun right here. High five.
Yeah!
Yes!
Yeah. Over
the radio again.
Now, see, we love the Barnstorming.
Yeah.
You know.
But Top Gun is just like that. I'm going to put on my Shadens.
I'm going to wear my Shadens.
And we're going to go.
And we're going to do this.
That's right.
No max.
That's right. You're dangerous, Andy.
Yeah!
Yeah!
You missed the little teeth.
You did the little teeth bite.
Yeah.
I don't think they can hear it. If they could hear that, that'd be kind of crazy.
That'd be cool. That would be crazy. What's his name that did
so,
that
you know, call. Andy, I was thinking about keeping
Iceman.
Up communications.
Iceman.
I'm going to keep up some communication with Andy and give him the bird.
Bam!
Yeah! Oh.
I feel bad for actually doing
it. I wasn't going to do it. He's our, you know, he's the mailroom guy. You don't flick him off.
I'm sorry.
Don't touch your sweaty hand on me.
You just touched Andy's knee.
That's all right. I was consoling.
And he's wearing shorts.
I know.
You know, Andy has kind of girly legs.
Yeah, where's all your hair?
Yeah. Oh, my
I'm
God.
A forest. Look at that.
They're still shaved from when I was an Olympic swimmer.
Shaved sounds like Shaden.
Yeah.
Shaden and shaved.
Gotta love it. Whoa, all right, so, yeah. I do agree, though. Great Waldo Pepper is an amazing movie.
It's a good movie, you know. I mean, the opening scene, of course, is Andy's probably favorite part of the whole movie.
That, and then, of course, I like the dogfight scene at the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With,
I can remember
Ernst the
going
Dudette.
To the movie theater with my mother and father in about 1972 or so when that movie came out. And watching that.
72. I was. How old was I?
You weren't alive.
That's right.
You were a sperm.
Yeah.
Don't talk about my father like that.
And I came home and I built a Fokker triplane model and painted it black and yellow, just like in the movie, and I still have it today.
You like when they salute each other.
Exactly.
And you actually got to do that once.
Yeah.
With who?
Yours truly.
You?
Yes.
When?
We were up in Waco RNFs.
Yep.
And
you were dogfighting?
We had just gotten done attacking some balloons.
Oh, I saw that.
And then we pulled up.
Uh-huh.
And
gave the old salute.
We gave the old salute. And
one of you crashed into the ground.
No, that was the only part that wasn't historically accurate to the movie.
Right.
So your airplanes were historically accurate too?
No, they were better.
And they were
terrible. Yeah, they were better. Yeah,
that would make
sense. They were better airplanes.
Yep.
So, I mean, we're talking here that the Top Gun is still number one.
I love Top Gun.
There's two of us against the one, so he loses. Top Gun's the best.
I think it's awesome.
I'm telling you.
Can you imagine flying a Tomcat? Who wouldn't want to fly a Tomcat?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
If it was a tail wheel.
And what's that?
It had two tail wheels, one under each engine.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
There you go.
There we are. Yep.
Vipers out here. Crap.
Crap.
I still love the whole, where did he go? Where did who go?
That's right.
That's right.
That's how it goes.
All right.
That's what happens whenever I fly with you and I don't know where you went.
Patrick.
Michael.
You mentioned something to Andy and I that we don't know much about.
I saw this on Facebook today. My friend Steve Thomas from Poplar Grove posted a video of a cool party.
Okay.
I guess they do this every year. I can't pronounce the damn thing. I think it's called the Scalaria. The Scalaria Air Challenge. They did it in 2013. It looks like a whole bunch of Red Bull. They got these seaplanes out there. They got skydivers out there. I mean, they got some cool stuff.
It's not in the United States, though.
No, it's in Austria.
Oh.
And the ladies
are... Well, then let's put another shrimp on the Barbie.
No, that's Australia. That's Australia.
Yeah. Austria. Let's put another schnitzel.
Put the schnitzel on the Barbie.
Schnitzel.
What just happened?
We had our own little tangent.
If we could just have some polka music in the background.
In Austria?
Yeah.
Austria's where Schwarzenegger came from.
No.
Yeah.
Wasn't he like from an island?
No.
He was from Austria.
No, he's Austrian.
He's Austrian.
Oh. Yeah.
If you actually talk to him, you should probably say he's from California.
An island near Austria.
Yeah, they have little water.
You know, you can do, you know how to do.
Yeah.
I know, but we can't.
Get to it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, we can't do the voice, can we?
Yeah, because.
That's copyright.
Yeah, and stuff. We can't really.
Yeah, thanks for ruining that one.
Schwarzenegger.
It does make fun of him. He's the governator.
No, don't do it.
He was a governator.
He is a governor.
He's a governor.
He was.
He's a governor. He was a governor. Yeah. Not anymore.
Good actor.
He's a guy in some
He
of
needs
movies.
To be in an aviation movie. What would Schwarzenegger fly? An Antonov AN-2.
Well, it sort of was an aviation movie, Spies Like Us.
What?
What's that movie?
Spies Like Us. No, they dropped
Chase and Aykroyd. Yeah, that wasn't.
No, I'm sorry, not that one. No, the one where it's got
True
Jamie
Lies.
Lee Curtis in it.
Yeah, they just.
Oh, and he flew a Harrier.
He flew a Harrier. Woo!
He's like, get to the chopper.
Get to the chopper. Get to it. Yeah, but
it's not a tumor.
I see him flying an AN-2.
I don't know
Big
about that.
Big old Antonov.
Huh. You know who I think's cool flying? That's famous, and I'm not going to say Mel. What's his face? John Travolta. I'm going to have to say. I just drew a blank.
He flies a 707. And
John Travolta.
No, not John Travolta. The other guy.
Harrison Ford.
Harrison Ford.
Yep, yep,
that guy is a great spokesman for aviation, I think.
I believe that was his beaver in the movie, too, when they.
I think so.
When they had 7 days and seven nights or something like that.
Well, speaking of other movies, there's The Aviator.
Oh, yeah, that's
What's
a good movie.
High Road to China.
What?
That's got a good
Who?
Forever Young or
Forever
what
Young?
It? The Fire Bomber guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Forever Young.
Always.
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 Yes. Oh, God, that's a good one.
A26.
Oh, yes.
Man, I could do that.
Now, yeah,
see, that. Would be good in that movie.
Two R2800s of...
Let's just drop it.
Yes.
Now.
Yes. That was excellent movie.
Now,
movie.
I could see us being fire bomber pilots.
I could too.
I'd fly a helicopter.
You'd want to do
that?
Whirly bird?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You'd be the chopper guy?
Yeah, I'd be the chopper. Yeah, I'd come in here.
Hey, Patrick, are you out there?
Yeah, I'm coming right in. I'm going to scrape up and get some water.
We're going to load it
and
up.
I'm going to load it up, and I'll be right over to drop it on zone 6. Hey, we're coming live from Interstate 75. Here, we got a backup on the... sorry, I got into the whole newscaster thing.
Yes.
Chopper 7 here. Chopper 7 coming over 75. Sorry. It'd be a dream to have that happen to me someday.
Look, he's rocking in his chair. I know,
I'm all excited, you know.
Well, we need to start our own fryer bombing.
Right.
We're taking 826.
We're
going to
burn up the airfield.
826 donations. We only need three of them. Well, let's go with two 826s.
And a Huey.
No, I know what. 826, a Huey, and a PBY.
Ooh. I don't want to fly a PB1.
It'd be fun for a while.
For a while, then you got to get rid of it. That goes back to the whole buying what you want.
Buy
the airplane you want. Don't pass it off. Yeah. It'll be good for a while.
Don't
then you just get rid of it.
Me I'm flying a PBY.
Yeah, you fly a PBY. What is this guy talking about?
Neptune.
I want to fly the 826.
Yeah. P3 Orion.
You fly the
P3. All right, I'll fly P3.
Okay. And I'll be in the chopper, but hello, we're over I-75. I can't wait to do
that. We'll put him in a Bell 47.
Oh, yeah, with a bubble?
I don't think that'll... All right, I'm coming in to pick up the dead. Here we go. It's from MASH.
No, that was just a bad radio.
Oh.
Radio silence.
Radio silence.
I got a bad radio, I guess.
Hey! Ladies and gentlemen, we've got Tim Pond.
Tim Pond.
Tim, say hi.
Hello there.
Hey!
That was Tim.
Hey, Tim. What's your favorite aviation movie? Yeah. Speak up for the folks.
Ours is Top Gun.
Andy's is The Great Waldo Pepper.
Like always.
Cloud Dancer.
Yep. David Carradine.
Cloud Dancer?
David Carradine.
I'm going to have to rent that.
And they're flying P-51, that's kind of a neat... He's an air show pilot flying a Pitt Special.
Really?
Yeah.
Fighting with a P-51.
Yep. And then he has a scene there with a P-51, a chase scene, and the P-51's trying to shoot him down.
Huh. He's flying a Piper arrow. The P-51, and in it goes. Yep. It's just a beautiful thing.
But he has to quit flying because he gets nosebleeds.
There was a bad guy
flying
the P-51, so it made it all okay.
Okay. Yeah. Wow.
That's a neat movie.
I'm going to have to rent that one.
I actually have it. On VHS.
I don't want to borrow it. You'll never get it back.
VHS.
Yep. Aren't you glad you asked?
Yes.
That's going to be a no one on the bucket
it's
list
to watch.
It's
always good to get another aviator's perspective on movies.
Unlike Waldo Pepper.
But folks, we're going to have to go to break here.
Yeah.
And we'll be right back.
Yes.
And hey, Tim Pond, take us to commercial.
Take us to commercial.
Let's
go to commercial. See you later in a few minutes.
All right.
Hey, it's Matt from Warbird Radio Live. Listen, if you're trying to find something special for one of your aviation buddies, visit us online at warbirdradio.com/deals, DEALS, warbirdradio.com/deals for some great offers from aviation memorabilia, just the cool stuff that all pilots will enjoy. You can find it at warbirdradio.com/deals. And remember, every dollar that you spend there on the deals page or even through our Amazon store, which is on the right side of the screen there, it helps keep the station on the air. And boy, every penny helps, and we certainly appreciate your business. Warbirdradio.com/deals.
Jeff Harold here from Shaden Precision Eyewear. Shaden offers unmatched headset comfort with the best in titanium and composite frames and non-polarized lenses. Eyewear for the true aviator. Visit us online now at Shaden.com. That's Scheyden.com. Again, Scheyden.com. Be sure to enter the promo code Warbird, and you're going to receive 30% off your order. Visit Shaden.com right now. Put in Warbird and get 30% off.
Our thanks to our friends at Aerospace Specialties, the industry standard for quality, craftsmanship, and precision. When it comes to handcrafted compound-formed Warbird parts, look no further than our friends at Aerospace Specialties. They've been doing this since 1971, and they're standing by now for your order. Aerospace Specialties, call them today, 304-647-5024. That's 304-647-5024.
Reminding you that radial engines don't leak oil. They just mark their territory. This is Warbird Radio. Tune in. Take off.
They're not rocket scientists. Nope. They're Hartman and Hill.
Hello. I'm Mike Buzzard Hartman.
I'm Patrick Starfish Hill for the Hartman and Hill Show, and we've got Andy in the mailroom still sweating like a... Ooh, oh, yeah. Say hi, Andy.
Hi, Andy.
Oh, that's so nice. So cute. And we got Tim Pond sitting
there. Tim Pond sitting in right now with us.
Tim, say hi.
Hi.
All right. That's good.
That's good stuff.
Okay, so we're talking about what we're getting ready to do here at the end of soon to come.
Two weeks.
Yeah,
2 weeks.
Yes.
2 weeks.
The big show!
Woo!
Oshkosh.
Woo.
Yeah.
And it's going to be fun.
Woo.
And it's going to be exciting.
Woo.
And it's going to be great.
Yay.
And they've got the Radio Engine Roundup out there.
Ooh. In the vintage area.
And Andy, tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the purpose is to try to get as many Radio Engine airplanes there as they can. Antiques.
And you're flying your Waco up, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm riding for 8 hours. Get this, people. 8 hours in a minivan with Mike and Patrick.
Yeah!
It's going to be great.
Woo, it's, woo, 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 woo.
And it's cool because this is, what, our eighth show now?
This is our eighth show.
It takes 8 hours to get up there.
And our ninth show.
So we're going to listen to the Hartman Hill Show all the way up.
All the way up.
Andy's going to sing.
Andy, get ready for it.
Yes.
We
yes.
didn't tell you, did we?
If anybody has an open seat, please feel free to email us. Yeah.
Email us.
Us.
Where?
Wait.
Where? Email us at?
At the Hartman and Show.
Yeah, and you have access to that?
Uh-huh.
No.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, there's a question a lot of people have been asking. That's why aren't we flying?
What do you mean, why aren't we flying?
Why aren't you guys flying?
Wait, people asked us?
Oh, many people.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Who's been talking to you?
Well,
you've been talking to you, Michael.
I just, this comes
You're not
across,
supposed to talk to anybody.
It's on the airwaves.
No!
I'm sorry.
I told you.
Oh,
this is for us.
Well, the only airplane we have that all of us can get in is the Waco.
It's going to be hot.
And it's going to be hot. And it's going to be gassy. And we're overgrown.
And we can't keep all our luggage.
And it's
well, with our gear.
With our gear.
I remember my air conditioning window unit for the tent.
You know, and we're going in. So, yeah, the Waco is going to be a little too much
I mean,
of
you
a hassle.
Could fly, you should fly it in.
You should.
And we'll do chase in the van.
Yeah.
We'll be like road
we'll follow you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's slow enough. The van will keep up.
The Waco?
Yeah.
It's slow enough?
Yeah. That van pushes 140.
Oh, yeah.
140, oh, yeah.
It looks like a doorway.
Look at it.
Of course it's fast.
That thing's going to do 140, and the cops are going to be like, that's a minivan. No way in hell.
Yes, that See? Thing is sinister.
We get by every time.
Yep.
There's a 900 cubic inch engine on there.
You have
there.
No idea.
Really?
It's blown.
Huge. Yeah, it is.
It is blown.
It's blown.
Big time.
Huh.
Yes.
Big blower.
Nice.
Blown.
Uh-huh.
Fast.
Anyway.
Yes.
So, yeah, we decided to road trip it up this year because we got a lot of stuff. We
got gear.
A lot of people going up.
Yep.
So we're hauling their gear for them.
Yep.
So we're going to take a year off of the flying up, and we'll probably fly up next year in something.
Maybe something church bus.
The A-26.
A-26, oh. You know.
I'm thinking that Dornier with the
Dornier
thing, the twin engine, the triple engine. Three engines.
Yes.
Do so we could get that in the water, and then we could pull skiers with, like, it'd be sinister.
Nice.
Reverse.
All right, let's talk to Andy some more about Radio Engine Roundup in the antique area.
Well, there's this
they're expecting about 75 radial engine airplanes to be there.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the Waco guys are talking about it, and they're trying to plan where to meet and whatever.
Okay.
So it looks like there's about 5 or 6 Waco guys that are at least meeting together.
So we're talking antiques classics. We're not talking warbirds.
Right, antiques classics.
Okay.
So pretty much civilians kind of stuff.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
So this is like including T6s.
No. You're talking, stagger wings, travelers, Wacos, Stearmans.
Okay.
You know, just all kinds of neat stuff. I mean, you could have a rear one with a LeBlanc on it, or a Monocoupe, you know, with a Lambert, or a Warner.
Well,
you know, so yeah, there'll be all kinds of neat stuff.
And it's a damn good sound too.
Oh, you can't mistake a radial engine flying.
Oh
over.
Man, it's like 98 Harleys.
It just makes you want to go.
Yay! Okay, so that's it.
That's it.
Oh, well, gee, listen to Andy.
Well,
we're talking,
like, I got
we're talking radial engines here.
And he's kind of passing it up.
I know.
It's kind of interesting.
This is going to be awesome. I mean, have you ever seen a Stinson Gullwing?
No.
Oh,
I have
man.
Not.
No,
big,
I mean, that's
beautiful.
That's. I think this is what's going to be the fun part about Oshkosh is that Patrick has heard us talk about all these airplanes all these years, and he's never seen any of these in person.
Oh, that's right.
I saw a Stinson Jr. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was massive.
Yeah.
Guy's got an air. He got like this siren on the side of it.
Yep. I mean, you've never seen a stagger wing.
No, I guess not. Yeah.
No, I've never seen a beach stagger wing.
Well, at the Air Force Museum, they got an OD green.
Well, you know, it's I'm talking flying. Let's talk flying.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Never seen one of them.
Gullwing.
Never seen one of them.
Fleet. Never seen a Fairchild PT-23.
Yeah.
Ryan PT-22.
No, I think I saw those at Broadhead. They were there, I think.
Or was a PT-22.
Yeah, there's a PT-22 there.
Yeah.
But it's going to be neat. I mean, there's all kinds of kinds. I know we're Warbird Radio, but, you know, definitely come check out the antiques area.
Yep, exactly.
And see what's in there, because there's a lot of neat stuff.
We may be Warbird Radio, but a lot of our veterans fly these things, too.
That's true. So, Tim, do you have a favorite aircraft that you'd fly? We like to ask everybody this.
I know I'd have to say a Beach Staggerwing.
That's Tim's favorite.
Nice.
That is his favorite.
Nice, with a 450 on it.
Whatever it's got is fine with me.
Nice.
They're beautiful.
Nice. They are, you know, but it looks like second shift came in when they started doing the tail section.
Yeah. It's like,
the rear of the fuselage. I think we'll just shrink it a little bit.
We got to save space.
Hey, Bob, what's your belt size?
Oh, wow.
But, yeah, they're nice. And they're retract.
They are?
Yeah. And they're zippy. Do you have any? What's the speed on those? You know,
I think it all depends on what engine's on it.
That's true.
Yeah. Makes a good point. Made you
zippy.
Look
at their fast.
I know. They are fast. So definitely come and check that out. But folks, we've had a long show here.
Yeah, next week is going to be talking about mostly going to Oshkosh, I think.
Oshkosh.
A couple other things, but we're going to be, maybe where Shaden, you know, Eyewear is going to be if they come out there. And
hopefully,
with us.
We can find that out.
Yeah, we can find that out
We're going to talk a little bit about aviation books.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to have a fun topic next week.
Don't tell them.
Well, no, this is something to look forward to. Oh, this guy keep him coming back.
All right.
This is going to be good. We're talking about the Warbird crews that go to the air show.
Oh, someday I'm going to be
wingtip. Yes, we're going to talk about Warbird gypsies.
Warbird gypsies.
Oh, yes. Yes, groupies. And then we're going to do night flying. So you want to
fly. That'd be good.
And then we're going to be talking in depth about Oshkosh and how to prepare for Oshkosh.
Flip-flops. All flip-flops. That's what they keep telling me. Always wear flip-flops.
No, they told you to wear a thong. But sometimes you got it backwards.
I always mix
that up. Not thong, flip-flops.
Okay, I got you. It's been a great show.
It has been a wonderful show. Andy?
Andy. Stop with your phone.
Say bye to people.
Andy.
Okay, people. Goodbye.
And Tim, say bye.
Enjoyed it. Bye.
All right.
Patrick.
Next week.
Big show.
The big show before the big show. Woo!
This is Warbird Radio.
I've always wanted to have a huge package.